Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. A very exciting thing is happening. Right now, rehearsals are going on and a show opens this Thursday evening at 8 o'clock at the Cape Fear Playhouse under the aegis of Big Dog Productions. Playwright John Grudzian, who is very prolific, he has written 5 plays that are all being presented in one evening, and the title for the evening is Pole Vaulting Over Skyscrapers. John is here, as is Steve Vernon, who is the artistic director for Big Dog, and he's also directing these 5 plays. So I'm very excited to talk with John and Steve and find out what's going on. So welcome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thank you.
John, talk to us first about yourself as a writer, because I know that you're very busy writing, and it isn't always plays. There's a lot of places where you've got your oar in.
Right. I am a member of a writing group here in town, and I think 2 or 3 years ago we self-published a book of holiday short stories, Recollections, which turned out to be a very sweet project. In addition to writing plays, one acts or full length, I'm also working on a new animated feature film script. And Steve and I have been meeting at lunchtime to talk about two or three different TV pilot scripts.
Well, that sounds exciting. Wow. There's a lot going on in town right now, and it sounds like you're right in the thick of it. That's great.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the let me ask you first, Steve. Has Big Dog staged some of John's work before? It seems to me you have.
Actually, quite a few times.
Okay.
I first met John, not last year, but late 2012. And then what John had done in the past is as kind of a fundraiser for Big Dog. He would produce his shows, and the funds would go to Big Dog. So we didn't quite squeeze into the schedule of last calendar year, but it's only been about 13 months since the last time that he put shows up. And I know that he's also produced shows on his own in the past as well, in the last few years.
That sounds like it's a great collaboration, though, with Big Dog, because you have brought so much fresh energy to that theater company with everything you've done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Let's talk about the 5 plays, all collectively called Pole Vaulting Over Skyscrapers. First of all, talk about that title. Where does that come from? And is it some sort of a thematic stream that runs through all of them, or...
Well, I'll mention it, and maybe Steve can sort of bookend it. We had been meeting at lunch, and I think one of the lunch times we had, I looked at Steve and I said, you know, my chances of success of being a very good screenwriter, having things produced, is like me pole vaulting over skyscrapers. And I carried that theme through these pieces to say, in our lives, we all face unsurmountable situations, whether it's a relationship, health, family, job. We also run into situations with people that we never expected and that we can't maybe get out of. And then again, on the flip side, I think, being an optimist, there are places where we actually do pole vault over a skyscraper. And I think, as Steve said in the theater program, he, as a director, has guided the actors and the cast through pole vaulting over their personal skyscrapers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's become a nice metaphor for the shows in general, but also the whole experience, you know, of getting 9 actors together to work on 5 different shows. And
they're playing all different roles, and the shows are all very different tone.
They're all different tone, different time periods, different locations. You know, we've had some actors that, I can rehearse from 11:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock at night, and then another group of actors that can't rehearse till 9 o'clock at night. So it's been, up until the last week, a real Rubik's Cube of trying to put rehearsals together. Yeah. So it's had its challenges, but the challenges have certainly paid off.
Great. Let's talk our way through the 5 plays, and I'm not going to look at you, John, and say, tell me this, and Steve, tell me that. Just talk back and forth, and we'll talk about the first play, and you can say what it is. John and Steve, you can talk about what it's been like to direct it.
Sure.
The first one, Under London.
Under London. Set during the World War II Blitz, literally in a nightclub underground, which is based on factual nightclubs that were underground. People went there to escape from the horrors of the nighttime bombing. I said to Steve, it's starting to feel like, and I'm probably giving myself a little puffery, but it feels like a BBC meets PBS type drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got some lovely elements to it. You know, with John's kind permission, we've adjusted some of the things in the scripts, and this is a 3-character script, and we made one of the characters an American who's observing the war, and that added a brand new element to the dynamic. And this is a play that John actually produced a few years ago. It's the only one out of the five that's been produced before.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to see a copy of the show that John showed me and to get a template for it. But we've really managed to keep the spirit of the show yet add some new dynamic to it.
Right. And then what's so ironic about it is Steve told me some of the changes he was making to Under London. And I said, well, that was the first draft I had done where I set the characters up that way.
Oh, how interesting. That's one of the joys of doing brand new plays by local playwrights, so that if there's something that the actors or the director feel just isn't gelling, they can go to the playwright and say, can we talk about this scene? You know, there's something missing, or there's something that is...
You know,
that
a lot of directors and producers will look at the playwright as he's the last person you allow in the room.
Oh,
and
that's
only after curtain call to help sweep up.
Oh.
You know, a lot of directors and producers don't like the presence of the playwright. And,
oh,
you
I
know,
love
there's...
It.
There's all kinds of reasons that some may feel that way or whatever, whether that's good, bad, or what have you. But to be able to have the writer there to use as a resource can be invaluable.
That's great.
And to just to echo that, my greatest thrill is collaboration, because I could sit in a room and bang out 10 scripts or 5 plays, but to bring that to life with talented actors and a talented director like Steve, suddenly it literally flowers.
He's a very collaborative, very supportive director and artistic director
as
well. If you're just joining us, you're hearing John Grudzian, playwright of 5 new short plays that will all be staged in one night, well, many nights, but you'll get to see all 5 of them each night. And collectively, they're called Pole Vaulting Over Skyscrapers. You're also hearing Steve Vernon, who is directing the team of 9 actors who are all taking on different roles and different time frames and working their way through those 5 plays. Let's talk about the next one, Buy, Sell, Hold.
Buy, Sell, Hold. You know, Buy, Sell, Hold is one of those shows that, you know, actually John hasn't seen a rehearsal of this yet. And it's another one of those plays that's had an evolution to it that's really kind of nice. It's gone from mostly comedy to a comedic drama almost.
Mm.
But the drama on the sweet side. It's not a heavy drama, but it's turned into a very pretty piece about relationships and love and what we expect from each other in relationships and how a force that we weren't counting on can actually land in our lap to help us, not just throw us off course.
Oh, I like that.
So that's actually become one of my favorite of the 5. And the other 4 are my other 4 favorites.
Then there's another contemporary drama called In the Rain.
In the Rain. It's pretty much just what it sounds like. 2 strangers meet in a Starbucks-type, Port City Java-type coffee house. Each one has faced something that has happened that day that has shaken them to their core.
Mm-hmm.
And as strangers, they suddenly connect over time. And the rain is really the symbol of what interferes with our life. And as one of the characters says, rain, you know, it always ruins everything. Mm. And they echo each other's lines.
Mm. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's become a very pretty piece as well.
Yeah. Now there's 2 more. Waiter, which is another contemporary comedy.
Waiter was actually one of the last pieces John presented to me to read a few months ago. And the concept is it's a Chicago mob story told in Shakespearean speak.
Oh,
so it's set in modern locations with modern characters, but they speak in a Shakespearean tone.
Oh, I love it.
But John's done an excellent job of writing in Shakespearean speak. It's actually
a little
been very
channeling
clever.
Will a little bit there.
Well, as I say in the program, it's Mel Brooks meets The Sopranos meets Shakespeare.
with a little bit of Eudora Welty thrown
in there. Oh, gosh. All right. Great. And the last of the 5 plays is called The Gay Garden Club.
Oh, well.
The great thing about this play is you have a group of 4 men who belong to a gay garden club.
I love it.
That are wrestling with the moral and ethical implications of allowing straights and females to join. And satire about you know, exclusionary and being exposed to certain lifestyles, and it shows that one group that we traditionally considered to be picked on or excluded can, in their own reactionary way, become just as exclusionary.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It's a nice little piece of satire, and the characters are very lovable. You know, they're not horrible. They don't do anything too bad. Just a little campy.
A little catty, a little
exactly.
campy.
And I think what is really great to see is so many of these actors have stretched in these roles. Steve can speak about how we've seen actors traditionally that are just comedic, and suddenly they nail a dramatic.
Drama, exactly.
And we're like, wow.
That's wonderful.
And that has been a great aspect of it, is taking some actors that are mostly known for doing comedy and putting them in dramas, and some actors that are mostly known for doing drama and putting them in comedies, and letting everybody get a chance to share their range.
I'd like to talk about the plays more, but we do need to wrap up, and so I want everybody to know how to see Pole Vaulting Over Skyscrapers, 5 new short plays, each about 20 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
A little more?
Each is about 15 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all written by John Grudzian, directed by Steve Vernon for Big Dog Productions, a team of actors taking on different roles and different genres throughout the evening. The show opens Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and it runs Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3, and then it runs again next Thursday through Sunday as well.
Next
Friday through Sunday as well. All right. They're all at Cape Fear Playhouse at
613
Castle Street. $15 for adults, $10 for seniors and students. Here's the phone number to call to get your tickets, 910-367-5237. 367-5237, or you can go to etix.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming
on.
Thank you very much.
I really look forward to seeing these plays. They sound wonderful.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
This is WHQR.